This is iRadio's
group chat.
If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
Thousands of people right across the country will be taking part in Darkness Into Light, a really powerful event that brings people together to support mental health and remind us that no one has to go through things alone. I'm joined now by Irish fitness influencer and content creator Jay Kavanagh, who's been using his platform not just for fitness and laughs, but also to speak honestly about mental health and his own experiences. Jay, welcome to iRadio's group chat. First off, you're getting involved in Darkness Into Light as an ambassador this weekend. Why does Darkness Into Light mean so much to you personally?
I think it's like many others, like I think it means a lot because it's something that I've actually done the last few years. I think ever since I was like a teenager, I've been doing it, you know what I mean? So it's not like something that I've just kind of recently started doing. And I think it's just such a good day. It's such a good morning out, you know what I mean? I think when you're there, like everyone is there for their own reasons, but they're all there for the same reason in a way. Do you know what I mean? Like I think people will know what I'm talking about that have done it, that it's a bit of a special morning, like, and it's just really good energy and everyone is kind of like in the same boat, do you know what I mean? Whether it's someone that they know or it's themselves or it's like past or whatever it may be, it's just a really good morning. It's a great atmosphere. Like,
there does seem to be that collective awareness amongst everyone that's there. Even from being there myself, I've picked up on it. I know that you've been very open online about dealing with your own life and things that have impacted your mental health, including tough moments like losing your father as well. Was it difficult to share that publicly at first?
No, definitely was, like 100%. I think it's one of them things where anyone that like has lost a parent will probably understand this. Like, it's one of them things that you never ever think is going to happen. They always say like it should be the other way around. Nah, like, do you know what I mean? Like, you shouldn't be losing a parent. Like, it's just it's hard. Like, it was very hard, and it's very hard to put that out on social media. But I got like a great reception, and I actually helped a lot of people as well that were going through the same thing as me. And like, that's what a lot of my social media is to do with. Like, I've always said it when I first started socials, that it was something for me to hopefully inspire people to like get out of the comfort zone, create content, even like in work aspect of it, you know what I mean? Like, in a work aspect, like I'm doing a trade, and there's not a lot of people that do content and do a trade at the same time. And you can see it now with so many people coming into the trade, and it's great. Like, and a lot more people like in different trades are starting to record themselves, which is great because it's such a good thing to have, and it's a good way to connect with people. But yeah, I definitely connected with a lot of people when I had obviously publicly announced that obviously the passing of my dad, and I got great support out of it as well. And it did help, like I said, a lot of people as well, which was the main goal.
That community feeling that you can create with people online is so invaluable, and you don't even know who's looking at your content and who might be able to relate to it and inspire them exactly. But although social media is an absolutely amazing tool, we know that it can also be quite harsh at times. How do you deal with negativity and pressure online in your own life?
I think it's one of them things where, like, it's kind of bad to say, but it does unfortunately come with the aspect of doing social media, do you know what I mean? Like, it's not like you're not necessarily signing up for that kind of stuff, but it does happen from time to time, and I have been very lucky where I don't get too much hate online. And I've always said it, if you can't look at the bad comments, you shouldn't be looking at the good comments, because you get in your head about the good comments, and then when there's a bad comment, and I still do it myself, like I'm still very bad at it myself, like there could be 40 good comments, but then 3 bad comments would kind of overshadow the good feedback and the positive feedback. But it's one of them things where you kind of just need to brush it off, like, and just know that them people they're not the people you want to be around, do you know what I mean? And their comments don't mean anything to you. Like, it'll only body if you let it. And I think the best thing to do is just shrug it off and just keep doing what you're doing. Because at the end of the day, when you know that you're helping people, when your content is being received, that you're actually helping people, and you know that, or even if it's entertaining people, you know you're actually making a difference. So comments like that just don't make a difference, do you know what I mean?
The negativity is just part and parcel with a career like yours, for sure. And, you know, people will know that at this stage, even from being on social media, even passively, not even as a content creator. Do you think people underestimate how much social media can affect their mood and their mental health day to day, though?
Oh, of course, yeah, 100%. Like, I'm sure you see it yourself. Like, you could be like, I'm guilty of it as well. Like, you go onto, let's say, one of the apps for 20 minutes and then 3 hours pass. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's so easy to get sucked in for such a long period of time. And as well as that, then you're looking at, say, like people online that are doing totally different things to you, and you kind of question yourself, saying, are you doing enough, or should you be in a better position, or should you be doing more, when in reality, everyone's on their own journey, everyone's on their own path, and that person that you're looking at could be on chapter 10 of their story, and you're only on chapter 2, do you know what I mean? Like, you shouldn't be looking at their chapter when you should be just focusing on your own, do you know what I mean? And now it is a lot easier said than done. I'm sure a lot of people will relate with me on this, but yeah, it's one of them things where you kind of just need to put systems in place. I've tried to do it now the last while, where I'll only go on to, say, social media for an hour max if I'm just want to be entertained or if I'm scrolling, you know, and the rest of it I try and use as like productivity rather than consuming.
I've actually downloaded an app, I must tell you about it, that actually blocks my social media from me, and I have to go manually Brilliant. Unlock it, and it's been really beneficial like that as well, because I yeah. feel the total same about the comparison is crippling online yeah. and seeing how everyone else is having a way better time than you, that's what you think. But yeah. you're also really big into fitness, of course, as people know if they're following you. How much of a role does exercise play, do you think, in looking after your own mental health?
Huge. Like it's such a good kind of escape for me, and it's always been a good escape for me. Like I've always kind of been into fitness ever since I was growing up, do you know what I mean? Whether it was football, whether it was other sports, or like that now with running as well. Like I've always been kind of active with running, and it's just one of them things, just getting out, moving your body. I think a lot of people underestimate how important that actually is and how beneficial that actually is. Like even if it's not, it doesn't have to be going out for a 20K run. Like something as simple as just a 10-minute, 20-minute so effective, like, and it's just one of them things. Like we're coming into the summer months now, we're coming into the brighter evenings, and like it's absolutely ideal. Like the weather's great, so get out and just go for a walk and just get out in the fresh air, and it's just so beneficial. Like.
Speaking of walks, let's go back to Darkness into Light again, because it is probably one of yeah. the most important walks that people will take of the year. For yeah. people who haven't done it before, who are signed up, what advice would you have for them on the morning? Maybe they're doing it particularly for someone, or maybe they're just coming yeah. along to kind of increase the awareness about mental health.
Get there early is my biggest piece of advice that I can give. Get there early. I know it's an insanely early morning it is, but it is worth it. But yeah, especially in the Phoenix Park, like I do it in the Phoenix Park every year, and you just have to get there early. You really do, like, and it's one of them things, you will not get parking if you're not there early. But just remember, like, I think just enjoy it and kind of embrace that whole thing, because it's like I say at the start, it's such a special morning. And I think if you really immerse yourself in the actual experience of walking, you'll kind of see what I'm talking about. Do you know what I mean? Like it is. It's just a really special morning. It's nice to know that there's people there for the same reason. Like I said, whether it's someone that they know, whether it's themselves, whether it was themselves in the past and they've come out of it the other side, and they just kind of like raising awareness for it, like myself. Do you know what I mean? So it is. It's a special morning. It's absolutely great. And everyone's there for a good laugh as well. Do you know what I mean? Like it's not like doom and gloom type thing. It's a great laugh. Like, and you're surrounded by people with great energy. Do you know what I mean? I think that's what we all need in our lives.
I love the tip about the parking, because it is the most Irish thing yeah. ever. You think that at that hour in the morning, like, you won't struggle with the parking. You will. So you need to make sure you get there early. There are so many people.
I'm so bad for it.
Yeah, no.
I'm so bad for it. I'm literally that person that's like, I know it'll be grand. No, it won't.
It won't be grand. Take that one piece of advice with you if you're going this weekend, for sure. Yeah. Before I let you go, Jay, look, if there's someone listening yeah. this evening who might be quietly struggling themselves, which, look, it's the reality. It's something that a lot of people yeah. face. What advice would you have for them about speaking up?
Like, for me, like they always say, a problem shared is a problem halved. Do you know what I mean? Like, and it's something as simple as saying that you're not all right, that you're having a bad day, to one of your friends, family members, whoever it may be, whoever you feel comfortable talking to. Something as simple as just having that conversation, not necessarily telling everyone what's going on, but it's just when people know that you're not kind of having a good day, they do, like, they look after you, do you know what I mean? And especially if it's people that do care about you, which, like, you'd hope that, like, whoever you're talking to does care about you and has all your best interest at heart as well, do you know what I mean? And even if it's something that a lot of people feel like they can't talk, something as simple as, like I said, going out for a walk, bit of exercise, just having kind of a good lifestyle around it as well, because I'm sure we all know, like, like you could be at home eating crap, watching TV, Netflix for 10 hours, and that's not going to help your mood whatsoever. If anything, it's going to diminish it and it's going to make it worse. So just my best piece of advice is talk to someone that you feel comfortable talking to. Get out there, move your body, even if it's only for 20 minutes, a little walk can make such a big difference. Going out with your friends, chatting with your friends, you don't always have to go out and say that you're not feeling all right. Something as simple as being around a good group of people will always make your mood better. Especially if the energy is good, you know what I mean? And I think as well, like, the social media side of it as well, don't get too caught up on other people on social media. Don't get too sucked into it, because at the end of the day, as you say, comparison is the thief of joy, and it is just not worth it.
Yeah, for sure. Look, Jay, thank you so much for joining me on the show this evening. If people are looking to follow along with what you get up to, where can they find you online?
So Instagram, TikTok, all JayKavanagh7, and that is as simple as it is. So make sure everyone goes follow me.
Well, do enjoy Darkness Into Light this weekend. Congratulations on being an ambassador as well, and I'm sure we will chat to you again on the show.
Definitely. Thank you so much.
This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it.